We're visiting with pitcher Michael Wacha. Your first full season with the Redbirds now coming up. Obviously coming up last year in the middle of the season. Do you prepare any differently now than you did then?
I think it's just a kind of different, I guess, preparing. Because, you know, I could see, like, what stuff worked and what stuff didn't whenever I was up there. Because, I mean, I had my ups and downs, that's for sure, while I was up in the big league. So, you know, just trying to work on those failures that I had and, you know, try to make those my strengths and going into spring training.
Game 5, National League Division Series last year. Let's go back to that for a second. You're pitching a no-hitter. Honestly, were you thinking that at all at that point?
Well, I think it's game 4.
Game 4, excuse me.
No, you're good. I mean, I try not to think much about it. I knew I was pitching pretty well, but, I mean, I was just trying not to let that fan base get too crazy. So I just kept on trying to throw up zeros, and, you know, it ended up being a pretty good night for me.
Anybody talking to you in the dugout at the time?
No, they kind of left me alone. It was kind of like those back-to-back starts where I had those no-hitters deep into the game. And so, they were just kind of letting me be. Seemed like I was kind of in a zone.
No, nobody wants to jinx you.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, baseball is all about jinxes, so try not to do that too much.
I had a child that wanted me to ask you this. Do you have a Fozzie Bear at home?
I do not, no. I think I need to invest in one of those as well.
You haven't heard from the Muppets people or anything about licensing or anything like that?
No, nothing along those lines.
Michael Wacha, we wish you the very best, man, and congratulations, and best of luck for the 2014 season.
Appreciate it. Thanks a lot.